Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming early. And also thank you for letting me leave early. When I realized my schedule for this week, I was doubtful if I could do the share. But I should give my wife credit. I should give her credit every week. But she said, why don't you give half a share? And Harvey seconded the notion. So thus, I'm standing up here with literally 1 foot out the door. If I'm traveling today, it's appropriate, I guess, I talk about traveling. And today's topic is entitled, Don't Pack Your Bags Just Yet. Bedikas Chametz for those going away for Chag HaPesach. And we know today there is a huge industry. Hotels, villas, all around the world, every place in between, for people going away for Pesach. And it's really, I'm sure the word multi-million doesn't do it justice. It's probably, I would say it's already in the eight digits of amount of money that Jewish people spend on hotels, villas, and all that for Pesach. It's a huge, huge business. These hotels and programs start planning Isser Chag of Pesach, Motzei Pesach. They're already planning for the next year. Really big productions. And there's many good reasons why people go away. Going away many times enables people to celebrate Yom Tov with their entire family. If it would be in their own home, in their own neighborhood, sometimes there's not enough room for a whole mishpacha. Cooking for Pesach is a tremendous, tremendous undertaking. Not everybody is up to cooking, especially if you have a big crowd for Pesach. So that's another reason people go away, just for to take care of the food. Many people go away just for, they used to call it Pesach with the Chevra. There's a certain scene, especially if you have a daughter in Shidduchim, but so much so, people going away, spending time in hotels, a clique, a chevra of people, and that's how people envision to spend their Yom Tov. But there's another reason that people go away, or included within the reasons, and that's what I'd like to talk about this morning. I think the simple notion is, if I'm going away for Pesach, I don't have to do any bit of cleaning. After all, I'm not home for Pesach. That, I think, is a simple ideal that people have when they're going away for Pesach. Huh, you people, literally, you poor people who are staying at home and not going away, you're the ones who are going to have to clean. But I, going away for Pesach, I don't have to clean. So today's shiur, I would like to go through that assumption and point out it's not so simple. Even if one is going away for Pesach, the issue of cleaning for Pesach still might be an issue, and we'll see the means and the ways how one could minimize and somewhat get around these halakhic issues. Now the first halakha, if you look in your Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon Tov Lamed Vav. Middle of your sheets, Shulchan Aruch writes, Amafrish Me Abash L'Yam, someone goes from dry land to sea, Al Yosef B'Shayara, or he's traveling, Ve'inim Aniyach B'Beis HaMishabodeh, and there's no one else at home, no one's home to check, everyone's packed out, they're traveling. Tok Shloshim Yom, if you embarked on your journey, if you left within 30 days of the Yom Tov Pesach, which already is here, Zokuk Livdok, you are obligated to do a bedika. You may not be home, or you may be leaving for Pesach, but 100% you have a responsibility to do a bedika. The Rama adds, "V'lo yivarech oz al bir chametz." But when you do that bedika, you don't make a bracha bir chametz. Now, What's this halacha? Very, very interesting halacha. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's on the top of the page. Sifkatan Beis. What's his 30 days? He says, Tok Shloshim Yom, Feel Ain Daito Laksa Klal at Achar Pesach. Even in a scenario where you're never going to step foot in your house during Pesach. So I'm not going to see any chametz in my house. I'm going to be away the entire Pesach. Well, your chametz should be Pesach. I'm not going to see it there. Still, I have to do a bedika. Mishum demi azvahala chaul of chovas abedika. From 30 days and onward, you have a responsibility to do a bedika. So as long as you're sitting here right now, or a week ago, within 30 days of Pesach, even if you're going to go away for Yontif, 100% you have a chi of bedika. Now, contrast. If you left your house more than 30 days before Pesach, you don't have to do a bedika in your house. What one would have to do is, we'll talk about as a bittul of the chametz, but in terms of bedika, if you left your house, you know, very common, people live, you know, half the year in Florida, half the year, you know, up east, up north. So, if you're not there within 30 days, you don't have to do bedika on that other home apartment that people have. But if you left within 30 days of Pesach, then you would be required to do a bedika. That's a big, big nafkamina. Where does this 30 days come about from? So I didn't put on the sheets, but the Chafetz Chaim, the Shaar Etzion, where he sources his statements, says 30 days comes from the concept that we have Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad Sholem V'Darshim Hilchas Pesach. Within 30 days, we learn and study the halachas of Pesach. So that's very interesting. Right? In fact, you go through the Mefarshim over there, there's some degree of machlokas. It's for sure said about by Pesach. Because everyone knows the halachas of Pesach are many, and there's a lot to study. So before, the concept, it's Gemara Megillah, it's brought down as the first simin in Hilchas Pesach, that a person should study the Halachas of Pesach 30 days before. That same, now, Pashtus, the Halacha, is just in terms of studying. Okay, it takes 30 days to study, you know, really to take much longer, depending on your pace. But you need at least 30 days to study the Halachas of Pesach. So, okay, Shloshim Kodem Achag, start studying. But the Chafetz Chaim said that's not just a rule for when you start studying for the test. That actually makes within 30 days the laws of Pesach already beginning. If the laws of Pesach are already beginning, that's when the Chi of Bedika begins. Within 30 days of the Yontif of Pesach, the Chi of Bedika already begins. And therefore, as long as you were home at that date, again, doesn't matter if you're going to step foot in your house over Pesach or not, you 100% have a responsibility to do a bedika. I'll tell you another thing. If you want to look at the bottom, the Mishnah Berurah I have in Beis, Kasva Achronim, the last line of that Mishnah Berurah, it's really irrelevant, not relevant so much to what he wrote before. Kasva Achronim, Kol Shloshim Yom, Tzarech La'ayin, B'chol Dovah She'osem. Within 30 days of Pesach, a person should really look whatever he's doing. To make sure that you're not doing something with chametz that won't be able to get out. Right? It wasn't just when you were a kid, your mother would scream at you, be careful with chametz. It's a halacha. Within 30 days, a person has to have a different appreciation, a different zehiros, carefulness with chametz. And really, anything a person does from this point on, cleaning for Pesach, is already part of the mitzvah of cleaning for Pesach. Not just spring cleaning. This is part of Bedikas Chametz, getting rid of Chametz. From 30 days and on, all these halachas apply. It's not just studying the halachas of Pesach. But once 30 days hits, you have a chi of Bedika, you have a chi of to be careful, at the Chafetz Chaim writes, on any, you know, to eat in your car 30 days before Pesach. You've got to be extra careful now. Because it's close to Pesach.
Did you drop that date Purim?
Yeah.
So if you're home for Purim, you got to check.
Yeah. And Purim's like the beginning of the end, right? That day to remember that here comes Pesach. Yeah. Starting on Purim. A lot of things going to happen on Purim. Now, I want to first go through the basic halachas which apply to someone who's leaving his house for Pesach. Again, these halachas are only if you were in your house within 30 days of the Yom Tov of Pesach. So if by Purim you were still in your house, you would have this obligation. If you left before, you wouldn't. But if one is in one's house 30 days before Pesach, there are a few basic halachas that a person has to do. So the first halacha is you have to do a bedikas chametz. So that means, Mishnah Berurah brings this down in Sifkat and Gimel. He writes, firstly, you have to do it just like any other bedikas chametz at night. Right? The ideal time for one to perform bedikas chametz, which we'll explain in a minute exactly what that entails, that should be done at night. So the night before one leaves, if you're not leaving on Erev Pesach, you're leaving before that, whatever night you're leaving, a person should perform a bedikas chametz. Together with the fact you're doing it at night, it should be performed with a candle. Okay? You could start maybe with a candle, switch to a flashlight, safer. Okay? But you're performing the bedika at night with a candle. Step three, and here's where it gets different than your regular bedika. Regular bedika, we know, right when you begin the bedika, you make a bracha. And then you go and you search your whole house. Really, it applies to other areas we'll talk about perhaps also. You make your bracha and you start doing a bedika. Obviously, you shouldn't talk other than direct issues related to your bedika. If you do the bedikah before the night of the 14th, one does not make a bracha. Doesn't mean you don't have a chiyuv of a bedikah, but the bracha was only made for that night, the night of the 14th. Right? In fact, the bracha you make is not al bedikas chametz, it's al bir chametz, because there's a direct connection. I'm going to do my searching now on the night of the 14th. The next morning, the day of the 14th, Erev Pesach, I'm going to burn the chametz. So it flows from one into the other. If you're doing your bedikah, let's say you're leaving 2 days before Pesach, you're not doing the bir chametz till Erev Pesach. So Chazal are not misakin the bracha al bir chametz in that scenario. Also, a second interesting nafkamina is many people have a minhag to put out pieces of bread, 10 pieces of bread, right? In some houses it becomes a whole game to see if you find all the 10 pieces. And the poor fellow that his house was totally clean and missed one of the pieces. Not a good idea. Nowadays, you could probably have GPS tracking or Siri could get involved. Siri, find me my chametz. Whatever works. But you do not have to put out those 10 pieces of bread where you're doing an earlier bedikah. Why? Part of the reason that one puts out those pieces is so that his bracha shouldn't be a bracha of atala. Because since you're searching for chametz, and we hope by Erev Pesach your house, the night of the 14th, is already pretty clean, so it could be you won't find any chametz. So therefore, there is a minhag to put out those 10 pieces, so I'll find those. But in this scenario, it's not necessarily the same thing. Right? As we'll talk in a moment, there might be quite a bit of chametz in your house. So, therefore, there's no need whatsoever to put out the pieces. You're not making a bracha anyway. So, there's nothing to do with that. So, one just goes about and does a bedikah. Following the bedikah, one would make, just like you open up a Pesach Matzer, there's a lashon of Kol Chamira, which is a very, very important halacha, and it's great if one doesn't understand the Aramaic to have an art scroll English translation. Kol Chamira is a person being mafker, making ownerless his chametz, which is a very important step, and you have to understand what you're doing. You're going through the process of making whatever you didn't find, these particles, to be hefker. So you would make that same bittul after you do your early bedikah. If for some reason you forgot to do your early bedikah, you could do at night, you could do the day before you leave. If you're on the plane and forgot to do a bedikah, technically you could have a shliach, go back and do it. If you live in a town, there's no one else that could do it, or you don't trust anybody else, consult your local rabbi. Now, those are the basic halachas when it comes to a bedikas chametz for someone who's leaving within 30 days of Pesach. What I would like to discuss now is another aspect. This is really the issue that is not so well known. Now let's contrast the average person who stays home for Pesach. How does he get rid of his chametz? Versus the person who is going away for Pesach. The average person staying home for Pesach does three things to get rid of his chametz. What are the three things that he does to get rid of his chametz? Number one, you clean for Pesach. First and foremost, that's the tried and true, most important way how you get rid of chametz. You clean for it. You get rid of it. The second way is for things, small particles you don't find, you mevatel the chametz. You make it ownerless. And thirdly, which is a rabbinic idea, is we do mechiras chametz. Mechiras chametz, it's debatable exactly what you do mechiras chametz on. But simply put, I'm selling, you know, I have a nice collection of liquor. Right? I can't finish it all one day. So I want to save it. It's worth good money. It's okay. I could sell my liquor to a guy. Good old drunken guy. I'll sell my liquor and I'll be able to get it back after Pesach. So those are three things that the average person who's staying home for Pesach does. As we mentioned before, many people go away, now they have to do a bittul. No question about that. And mistama, they also have a good stash of good chametz, so they'll sell the chametz. What about cleaning? Nah, I'm going away for Pesach. I'm spending good money. Why should I also clean? Well, here's the reason. There's a major machlokas achronim based on the following question. When does mechiras chametz happen? When does mechiras chametz happen? I gave part of the share to some boys in high school. Two of them, their fathers were rabbanim, named Shapiro and Yeshurin. I asked them, Nu, when does your father sell the chametz? Morning of Pesach, 11 o'clock in the morning. Sounds like they both, you know, chip in. Same Gentile. Yeah, same time. Great. So this chametz is only being sold 11 o'clock Pesach morning. Erev Pesach morning. When does the chiyuv bedika, when that come on in person? Right? Within 30 days. Right? And through the night of the 14th. So that means, doesn't sound so simple. How are you getting away from having chametz in your house? You didn't clean your house for Pesach. How are you getting away with that chametz? Well, you mevatel maybe some crumbs, maybe. But what about the other stuff? Not crumbs, more significant things. How are you getting rid of that? Well, don't worry. I'm selling my chametz. Now, really, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, especially in a scenario where one is going away, the simple person who's staying home for Pesach, what's he selling? He's selling his articles of chametz. He's selling specific items. The Chafetz Chaim recommends, if you're going away for Pesach, what you should really do is not just sell the items, sell the whole room. When you sell the whole room, when you sell the house, literally, so I'm not just selling my liquor cabinet and all my other chametz I need to have. I'm selling the whole room and any chametz in there. So therefore, I'm not clean for Pesach. I'm just going out. Okay, but when does that sale take effect? The day of Pesach. When was your chiyuv bedika for? The night of the 14th or any night earlier when you before you left. So how you solving that issue. In fact, the Nesivos HaMishpat has a sefer Makor Chayim, as well as the Chayi Adam, both say in such a scenario, the Mechirat Chametz would not be enough to absolve you from your Chiv of Bedika. Right now, today, right? I could even be leaving Erev Pesach, right? But I'm home the night of the 14th. 100% you have a Chiv Bedika. How are you getting rid of it? Well, tomorrow I'm going to sell my Chametz. That's good for tomorrow. What about today? Today you have a Chiv to do Bedika. What are you doing about it? Oh, so in a chanami, well, it depends. Because when a person is staying home for Pesach, simply put there, let's put aside the actual chametz that you're selling tomorrow. That's a different point. But in terms of, right, in terms of though, the general chametz which might exist in the room, which is not par v'bittul, which isn't clean, that you can't hide around the mechira. That's the point. But hold on. Yeah, so the kash would be in the liquor cabinet too. Hold on. So, you're right. This might be an issue within even a person staying home. How do you get rid of the liquor cabinet? But we'll see in a moment. That might not be a problem. But the other chametz, which you sort of want to get it all in, I'm selling the whole room. Okay, but you're selling the whole room tomorrow. Don't you have a chiyah b'dika today? So the Chayi Adam and the Nesivos, the Kor Chayim, both say you have a chiyah b'dika today. In contrast, though, there's a Tshuvas Binyan Olam as well as a Chasam Sofer, and this is what most of the world does rely on. Okay? Now that made trouble, let's relax. The Chasam Sofer and the Binyan Olam do both say that no, 100% of Mechirat Chametz today could even work for your Mechirat Chametz tomorrow could work and absolve you, exempt you from doing Bedika today. Since I'm going to take care of it tomorrow, I'm absolved, it's all good. I do not need to do a Bedika. And part of the reasoning, let me just bring two proofs. They bring, firstly, I have pieces of chametz which I just found. Right? I'm not getting rid of that chametz till tomorrow also. Or the halacha is, I'm allowed to eat chametz the morning of Erev Pesach. I'm leaving over one good, my last bagel. I'm going to have it in the morning of Erev Pesach. Kol kavod. I'll brush my teeth after, but I'll have one last good bagel. I'll look at all crumbs. But fine. So that also is till the next morning. So who said that everything has to be finished now? That's part of the logic of the Chasam Sofer.
According to the Yitzchus and the Chayyadam, if you fall asleep early and you wake up the next morning, can you still do the Bedika?
You fell asleep, you wake up the next morning, can you do Bedika?
And
then?
You can still do it then.
Good trick. Right?
And therefore, you're higher.
Right, you say right for sure. That's true. For sure, you'd be if you didn't do bedika at night, you'll still do it the next day. So by the next day, by 11 o'clock, the rabbi will sell my chametz, and I'm all good. Yeah, assuming you wake up after 11 o'clock, you'd be okay. But
the mitzvah still applies the next day.
Right.
So why are you so concerned?
Right. But it. So how's that work? I like your point. Even if there's a means of being mekayim the mitzvah the next day, but simply put, your chiv is right now. How do I dissolve my chiv now? Teretz says, well, I could do it. I'm going to do that tomorrow. So that's, you're really arguing like the Chasam Sofer. Because the same way I could get rid of the other chametz too. The 10 pieces I get rid of tomorrow. And I keep my sandwich tomorrow. So even b'di'evit, I could do a b'dika tomorrow. So that's all good. Now, I assume the Chayi Adam would fight back. There's a little difference between what you know to be chametz, which I'm going to get rid of tomorrow, versus here, you don't even know where the chametz is. Exactly. You're just lumping it in a sale. Not so simple. There's one idea the Chafetz Chaim even offers, in Eitzah. He says, why don't you make a mechira earlier? Why are we waiting Erev Pesach 11 a.m. to do Mechira? Let's say you're leaving, you know, on the 13th. So make a Mechira's Chametz earlier. And it seems there are some Rabbanim that do such things. I remember once I came to a Rav, I was leaving before Pesach. I asked him on this issue, do you do a Mechira earlier? He says, no, don't worry about it. Kedai Chsam Sofer, let's Machalov. Rely on the Chsam Sofer, everything's good.
When Shabbos Agadol was Erev Pesach, we don't burn at all.
Right, we don't burn. But the Chiyuv to get rid of it still might be before that.
Fair enough, but we don't burn it.
Now, okay. Now let me practically hit on the point. Okay, so what this means is there is a major machlokas. Could we, especially, you know, a scenario, a person's older and it's not easy for them to clean, kol kavod, if you're going away for Pesach, kedai hu chsam sofer lismachalov, you can rely on the chsam sofer, you should stipulate, this is still important, you're not just selling the items in your house, you want to sell the rooms too. And therefore, any chametz within the rooms that's not covered by your bittul, since you didn't really clean it, you want to sell the rooms. That one should stipulate. It's not automatically understood unless you spell it out, unless the rabbi understands. For everybody going away, he's selling the rooms too. But that should be stipulated. Usually the rabbanim ask you, you're going to be home for Pesach, going away. They're not just making small talk. That's really part of the questioning a rabbi should do when asking about chametz, right? One of the most fascinating things, you see a shtar of mechiras chametz. Different rabbanim have different shtaros. They all look different. And there's different forms of questions to ask. And it's a real contract you're making. It's a real sale. It's not some heebie-jeebie, you know, thing. There's significance to it. Especially, think about it over here. That's how you're getting rid of your chametz and going away for Pesach. So, again, one could rely on the chsam sofer and not clean one's house, especially where it's a hardship for a person, and they could just sell the room. However, if one is able to do some cleaning, here's a simple etzah. You're going away for Pesach. Sell the whole house except one room. On that room, do your bedikah, and you'll fulfill your full bedikah on that room. The rest of my house, I'll sell. And on that, I'll rely on the chsam sofer. But take one room, clean that room, and this way you'll fulfill a chiyuv bedikah through that room. That, I believe, is an etzah that many poskim do give in terms of fulfilling your bedikah according to all the dales, at least within part of your house, while at the same time having the advantage of going away. I'll just leave you with one interesting shayla that Mefarshim talk about. So, again, to summarize, if you are leaving your house within 30 days of Pesach, you have a chiyuv bedikah. And that means the night before Pesach, you should go and look for chametz. If you're not cleaning your house, it should be a pretty easy thing to do, because there should be a lot of chametz there. Right, if you're not cleaning. So, you got to look for chametz. You don't make a bracha. You don't have to put out those 10 pieces, but look for chametz. Now, once you're doing the bedikah, we brought up the issue, well, don't I really have to clean for Pesach? Because my mechiras chametz is happening the next day. What do I do? How do I get around it? So the chsam sofer and others say that's enough. In fact, I'm selling it tomorrow is enough even to exempt me today. But others say, no, you still have a chiyuv now. And one idea would be to do the mechira earlier, or to do at least part of your house, to do some cleaning, and do bedikah with that. But either way, if you're going away, you should sell the entire room. So the Mefarshim ask, if you're really selling the room, and not just the objects of the chametz in the room, that means this house now belongs to a guy. What's the halach of the mezuzah in that room, in that house? It's not chayiv mezuzah. And they debate would one have to re-put up their mezuzahs? Now, most people, come on, rabbi. I don't see people, they're running out to the pizza store Motzei Pesach. Nobody's running to go fix their mezuzahs. So, okay, there's yesha milas mos, but I'm just bringing up, once we're going through this issue, the average person is not selling his house, he's just selling the chametz. So he doesn't have a problem. He could go to the pizza store. But if you're going away for Pesach and selling the room, selling the house, so then there's this other halakhic issue that does come up. That what about the mezuzahs? What do you do with that? Again, most people say you don't have to put it up again. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.